The Committee for Joint Action, CJA, has condemned what it calls the imposition of hardship on the people of Ghana last year. At a news conference in Accra, a leading member of the group and managing editor of the Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt, said despite all the efforts by the CJA for about 8 years, the conditions of life of ordinary Ghanaians have not improved. According to Mr. Pratt, the CJA has over the 8 years insisted that public office holders have an obligation to work to make life better for the ordinary citizens by protesting against high utility tariffs and petroleum price increases.
There are still working people earning less than 200 cedis a month with no or very limited access to social services. The national housing deficit is still over 1 million. There are still hundreds of schools under trees. School fees are high, and the Auditor General's reports continue to reveal massive corruption, including direct thievery and misapplication of funds. Last year saw inflation jumping from a single digit of 9% to about 13%. The cedi fell in value from about 2 cedis to a dollar to about 2 cedis 40 pesos to a dollar. Utility tariffs jumped by about 70%, and the price of petroleum products were increased astronomically. True to its commitment, the CJA strongly condemned the imposition of hardship on the people of Ghana last year. We made the point that the policy of full cost recovery, which has been implemented by both the NPP and the current administration, cannot enhance the battle against the harsh living conditions of the masses. The CJA proposes the direct involvement of government in production as a means of increasing revenue, the expansion of the tax net, the maximization of returns on the exploitation of the country's natural resources, and the intensification of the fight against corruption as ways of improving the quantum of resources available to central government.
The group also bemoaned the lack of efforts to set up the financial tribunal in accordance with provisions of the 1992 Constitution.
The CJA is shocked that since 1992, no serious effort has been made to establish the financial tribunal envisaged in the Constitution to deal with cases of embezzlement and misapplication of public funds. The refusal of relevant institutions to set up this tribunal from an NDC government through the NPP administration to another NDC government speaks volumes about official commitment to the fight against corruption. This year, the CJA was not compromise its stand on this issue, and we urge all the political parties and civil society organizations to join us in mounting pressure for the establishment of the financial tribunal. Indeed, the absence of the tribunal reduces the work of the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament to a mere second.
Leading member of CJA and managing editor of Insight newspaper,